Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with my guest host, Minister Harold Copeland, and we are here with you today on Mission from the Heart Radio. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him. Praise Him, all creatures here below. And we are excited today to continue in our series, One with Jesus. And we are just having such a wonderful time walking through Scripture, showing how Scripture leads and breathes and shapes and molds us to see that we truly are one with Jesus. A oneness with the Godhead, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is a oneness that cannot be broken when you have been born again. Now, that's just exciting news to know. That promise, according to Ecclesiastes 4:19 through 4, chapter 4, verse 9 through 12, reminds us of the value of a friend. And Scripture lets us know that we have a friend in Jesus. One particular value is the security of knowing our eternal destination. That's a significant value of knowing our eternal destination. Another value is He abides in us and we in Him. So these are some little nuggets, my brothers and sisters, that Minister Copeland and I do not want you to lose, that we want you to secure or anchor yourself in concerning the Word of God, that you will not be deceived or led astray thinking or wondering. And so we want you to know that security comes in the Word of God. Security comes through Jesus Christ. Our security is knowing that the Holy Spirit lives within us. So without further delay, Minister Copeland will come and continue to lead us on the straight and narrow path concerning Jesus Christ being one with you, me, Him, meaning Minister Copeland, as well as Him being the one and only great I Am. Minister Copeland, if you would continue to shape us, lead us, and guide us through Scripture concerning this wonderful series, One with Jesus. Minister Copeland.
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Hello again, everybody. Shalom, always releasing the peace of God upon you in this hour. God bless you. And that is God's intent, to bless His people. So we release blessings, 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 blessings of heaven upon you and your daughter. As you know, I am Brother Harold Copeland. And along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, it is an honor, a great privilege, and awesome delight to be back with you again in the studio and on the radio. We look forward to a week after week after week after week, because we are always super excited and we have a high expectation to see what God is going to do every week. And like always, He exceeds our expectation. So we are always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. We want you to know that it's always an honor, week after week, to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you, that we appreciate you, and we thank God for your life. But most importantly, God loves you. And God has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the seed of the Word of God, God has downloaded revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart. And this revelation knowledge that's birthed by the Holy Spirit inside of you will take you to God's divine purpose and plan that he has for your life. And you too shall stand and proclamate the oracles of God to this lost and dying world. One with Jesus. What a series. Very important series in order to walk with our God, in order to receive the new resurrection life of Christ and the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit, and to be led by the Spirit of God and be able to walk in the Spirit. This truth has to become a revelation in your heart and my heart. It has to become a revelation individually and a revelation collectively that we can, to our Jerusalem. See, we're not in Jerusalem, but wherever we are right now, that's our Jerusalem. And you say from Jerusalem to Samaria, well, Samaria is our community, and then our community around our community on the north side, the east side, the west side, that's Samaria. Judea. Well, let's go to Dallas. That could be Dallas. In the other parts of the earth. Hey, man, we take this world across the United States of America. We take this world across the Atlantic. This word across the Pacific. This word must go up to Canada. And this word must go down to the Central America. Blessings, 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 overflow, overflow, overflow. One with Jesus. It will revolutionize this truth, this revolution. It will revolutionize our lives individually and collectively and give us that foundation that we can chew on the Word of God and we can know that we know that we know the reason we came out of our mother's womb. You know, however glorious it is to be a wife or to be a husband, that's good. To be a mother or to be a father, that's good. To have a job, to go get that degree, master's, doctor, BA, master's, doctor's, two doctorates, two, all that's good. But the real reason for living is to find out, God, why did you put me in the earth realm? And it's according to Jeremiah 29:11, God say, I know the plan. So we position ourselves that we can hear through the Word of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit, the plan that God knows about us that don't nobody else know, we don't know. And we get in that position and he can begin to reveal that plan to us. But the foundation of it is, we got to know that we 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 are one with Jesus. And that's what we spend the first 5 or 6 weeks doing, is setting up the foundation, giving you the scriptures so that you realize and you come to know that you're one with Jesus. And to start out today, we're just going to confirm that. We're going to confirm that identity, one with Jesus, that you may receive it, that you may get it in your knower, that it may become a revelation. The foundation has been set, and whatever it takes for it to be revealed into your hearts. How many times you have to read it? How many times do you have to study it? That between you, God, and the Holy Spirit. But we have done our part, Minister Smith and I, to set the foundation and to give you the materials and to give you the scripture and to release the anointing that can position you to be able to receive the revelation that God has for you. And it all comes through faith. Amen. And we're going to get in there. But once that, we're going to seal that today and stand under the umbrella of one with Jesus. Because we're one with Jesus, because we're one with Jesus, there are benefits. And week after week after week after week, we're going to pull out a benefit that we have because we're one with Jesus. And through the power of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, we're going to unveil that truth and show you through Scripture how that truth is yours, whether you can five senses or not, or whether you can feel it, touch it, it's yours. And position you supernaturally, that you can position yourself to pull that thing out of the spirit realm and bring it into the natural realm. In other words, appropriate that truth in your life. That blessing, that benefit that God already has for you, that you can attain it. And once you attain it, then you can go and you can release it into the lives of others. That's what this is all about, Jesus. Let us dive into this truth. As you know, we always like to start out by reading our lunch pad scripture. And our first lunch pad scriptures come out of the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. And we have a partner scripture that will come out of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Let us read them, please.
Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. 1 Corinthians 6:17 is the second verse. 1 Corinthians 6, starting at 17. And it reads, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Amen.
Amen. Get your pencils ready. Get your paper ready. To confirm this, we're going to have to release some scriptures. And it may be more scripture than we've done before. But the thing is, I'm not giving you too much that you can't hold it. But these are already scriptures that we have talked about. And scriptures, if you've been sticking with us through the teaching, then you should be coming one with it. So it's nothing that you're going to have to chew on. And get the revelation. If you've been walking with us, the revelation is already on. So you won't be putting a lot in you to make you sick. No. What we're doing is just confirming what the Holy Spirit has already done, and we're bringing it in and making it ours. Okay. So we have to go into the realm of the Spirit, and that's by the blood of the Lamb. Because if we think what we can, I'm getting ready to hit the five senses, so you know how I do it. Touch, feel, that's one. Taste, hear, see, and smell. Think that what we can five sense, it's all there is to reality, we're in trouble. Because we won't be able to walk in all of God's will. And as we said last week, and we keep saying, this is a spiritual walk. And this is a spiritual journey. And we cannot find fit spiritual things. Amen. Let me pull those five senses out. Touch, feel, taste, hear, see, smell. We can't, not spiritual things. It takes faith. Let me bring faith in here. Let me bring faith in. Hebrews chapter 11. Let's get faith in here. Because we got to get out of what we can see. It takes faith. Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going to read 1 through 7. They talks about, they give us an example of some of our forefathers who walked out this faith. And then 7 tell us why it's so important that we must have this faith. Hebrews chapter 11, 1 through 7.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, elders obtained a good testimony. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Through which he obtained witness that he was righteous of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found, because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Verse 7. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Amen.
Amen. Notice every one of the examples of our forefathers, they all operated in faith. And that's the only way we can walk with God, is by faith. Believing what we cannot see. It's not really a blind faith, because the evidence is in the word. And not just the word, but the word of God. And we believe in the word of God, even though we can't find sense it yet. We believe in the word of God, even though that promise, that benefit, that blessing haven't been manifested in the realm of the natural. It takes faith. Without faith, we won't experience the power. Somebody say power. Yes. And we will not experience the ability of God. Amen. See, where God has taken us is bigger than us. We could never do it in our own strength. Amen. It's something that we haven't even thought about yet. It's something we haven't even asked. We've been asking, but we've been asking too less, too little. And we've been thinking, and we've been thinking too little. It's bigger than us. We couldn't do it in our own ability. And we have to trust the ability of God which is in us. We have to perceive things beyond our body and our soul. Our body and our soul is pulling us to the natural realm. But we have another part, spirit man, deep down within the core of our being. And that spirit man is constantly connecting us to the heart of God, has given us a new life in our spirit man, the real us. And that life is no longer that life that we had when we came out of mother's womb. And Paul even said that it's not I anymore, but it's Christ. Amen. Christ is living in us. And all is empowered by the Holy Spirit. And I like the way Minister Smith just summed it all up. The fullness of the Godhead came with Holy Spirit. We just didn't get Holy Spirit. Amen. How awesome that is. Amen. But he brought the life of Jesus with him. Oh, yes, he did. Amen. And Jesus is constantly connecting our hearts. He's the bridge that constantly connects our hearts to the heart of God. Oh, my. If we can just get the people to slow down and be still and know that he's God and begin to look in and see what God has done, what God has already done for us in this hour. Okay, if we think that God's power with him somewhere out there, eventually we'll become discouraged. And I watched that. I lived like that. I was a Christian like that. God's power was just in him. And there was somehow I had to please him. Somehow I had to get to him. I had to do something. I had to earn this thing. I had to reinvent the wheel. I had to do something to get in the mood. And don't let me have a bad thought. Oh, he's not going to move for me now. I just had a bad thought. Don't let me sin. Oh, well, maybe he'll do it next Sunday after I go to church this Sunday and ask him to forgive me and go and work around the church and earn his forgiveness. Maybe then he will bless me with his power. No, with that gift of the Holy Spirit, supernatural power came within us. Amen. Let's read that one, that scripture. That comes out of the book of Acts, the first chapter, verse 8.
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Amen.
Amen. See, that's scripture. We have Holy Spirit. And because we have Holy Spirit, we have power. Amen. This is a power greater than us. It's God's power. We have God's power dwelling on the inside of us. And that's why we're releasing these scriptures, so it can become faith to you. So we can get out of the realm of theory. It's not just a theory. I was a theory Christian for years. So whatever I'm telling you, I've been there. And I'm here to tell you, it don't work. Amen. We got to get the real thing. Amen. A hypothesis Christian. I was there. I could quote probably every scripture in the Bible. But you know what? I didn't have no power. Amen. I didn't know I was one with Jesus. Amen. I did. I knew every scripture, concordal, word for word, King James Version. Amen. But it wasn't revelation knowledge. It was head knowledge. And head knowledge will destroy, let me say, us. It will. Because this word has to get in our heart. It has to. This word has to get in our heart. Let's go to the book of Psalms and see what's in the book of Psalms. Let's try chapter 119. Psalms chapter 119. And let's read starting with 11 and go to verse 16.
Psalms Psalms 119, verse 11. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. Verse 16, I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Amen.
Powerful, powerful. Look what happens when we get that, get away from head knowledge. What Brother Copeland was, he'd been there. And that word, get into the heart, that I may not sin against you. I probably told this testimony before, and I'm gonna have to tell it again because I know there's somebody out there that didn't hear it. I was in a church service, and the teacher that was teaching, I mean, was a real teacher. And the Bible in 1 Corinthians 12, they mentioned the gifts of the Spirit. And there's a teacher, amen, the office of a teacher, the fivefold, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. So that's the office. That's just not somebody teaching like I'm doing right now, but that's the office. And this guy was teaching, and he was teaching from the office. It was so anointed, so powerful. Amen. I was on the edge of my seat. I was listening. I was young, too, so it wasn't that I could, you know, I was able to listen to a whole service because I was young. I got deterred, you know, deterred real quick. Amen. But this, I caught on to him, and I held on to him because that anointing or the office was just so powerful. And I, you know, and what impressed me is when he finished, I was in awe, and I'm sure everybody else in the place was in awe in the church. And he gave a little small testimony. He said, told us how he graduated from theology school. And then he began to say that when I graduated from theology school, I wasn't even saved. That's what he said. And he said, it took me about 3 to 5 years after I graduated to find out and get the revelation. And he pointed to his head that this word had to leave out of my head. And then he dropped his finger down into his heart. And he said that this word had to take a 12-inch drop and get into my heart. And he said, once I got that revelation, I got saved. And I'm here to tell you, he was one of the most powerful teachers I ever seen in my life. He was teaching out of the office of a teacher. And that's what David is saying. That word. See, when it takes that drop, it's hidden. Amen. It's hidden in the heart. Amen. It becomes yours. Amen. It gets in the knower. Glory to God. And it becomes a truth. Amen. A individual truth that we individually know. A truth that we know. And see, when it gets there, that's when the power is released. Because we just read Acts 1 and 8, and he said, when Holy Spirit comes, you shall be endowed with power. Now, the power is there, but the power can only be activated when the word of God comes alive in us. In other words, when we know it, when we come one with that word, and that word come one with us, amen, then the supernatural power of God will begin to flow out of us. Amen. You know, I walked in that season where God can use all the big preachers, the big TV preachers, and his power can work through them, but his power will never be able to work through me. And see, that's not biblical, because God is not a respecter of persons. If he did it for one, for the other, let's go back to faith. If we have faith for it, amen. See, I have faith for being one with Jesus while we have laid the scriptures out. And I have meditated on it and got it in my heart. So I'm one with Jesus. And you are too. And I know there's a lot of spiritual growth that has taken place in the last 5 or 6 weeks. And maybe some is still seeking. That's all right. Just keep digging. Amen. Because we got a promise of God that seeking you shall find. Amen. We keep seeking. Amen. We never stop. Amen. Until they turn to faith. Amen. And once they turn to faith, guess what? We don't want to stop. Hallelujah. We don't. Amen. We find ways to get in the scripture. Amen. We drive the car as we speak in scripture. You know, we usually raise our hand to do something. We know we ain't have no business doing in that traffic. But now we're speaking the word of God in that traffic. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody look at us funny. Glory to God. We just smile. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we've been transformed from the inside out. Amen. We come to a place where we surrender. Amen. I like that place of surrender. Even in Christianity, I found out I had to surrender as a Christian. Glory to God. Amen. I had to surrender to a finished work. I couldn't go and try to work a work, you know. In other words, you know, bring the attention on me. No, that's still in God's glory. All glory goes to God. Amen. And we rest in the finished work. In the finished work. It is finished. Amen. And we rest in the finished work. So it's not that we don't believe God has power. Amen. But we'll doubt that we can ever attain it. See, there's still some in listening that don't believe they have the power of God. Amen. But Acts 1:8, don't lie. You have Holy Spirit. And if you have Holy Spirit, the power of God is in you. And if you don't have Holy Spirit, well, Romans 8 tells us that any man that does not have the Spirit of God is none of his. With them, we're going to have to lead you to the cross, which we're going to do. Amen. But if we already been to the cross, we got power and we got Holy Spirit. And we have to activate that power and to release that power that we can do what God has called us to do in this hour. Amen. I hear a great scripture. Yes. 2 Corinthians 12. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 12. Second Corinthians 12, verse 9.
And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen.
Powerful, powerful. God says, my grace. And he gives it to us. But God gives it to us in all sufficiency. Amen. God said, my grace will take care of everything you need. Amen. See, I was a Christian trying to take care of all my needs. I was trying to position myself where I thought I had to be positioned that I could get my needs met. But God said, I already met your needs by my grace, which is unmerited favor. And the grace is all sufficient. More than enough. Amen. Glory to God. That we can go share it with somebody else. Amen. Tell them about grace. Unmerited favor, all sufficient. And Paul caught that. And see, once we catch that, look what Paul said. Therefore, I will glory. Amen. You know, glory is a form of praise, honor, and worship. I will praise you. I will glorify you. I will magnify you. I will lift you up. I will exalt you. And you are the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. You're the mighty God. You're the great I am that I am. No one. Glory to God. And this is a beautiful song that they sang in the nation. You are the Lord. That is your name. You never share your glory with any man. You never share your glory with anybody. Oh, mighty God, that is your name. You are the Lord. That is your name. You never share your glory with any man. You never share your glory with anybody. Oh, mighty God, that is your name. His glory. He said, I will glory in my weakness and glory. That's what power is, in our weakness. And it's time out for us to be, you know, Christians that pretend that we are strong. Amen. Amen. Because if we are strong, then we have no place for God to release his power in us. Yes. Glory to God. Amen. God's power can only be released when we really come to the truth to know that we are weak. Amen. Paul said, therefore, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. And Paul grabbed and said, therefore, I will glory in my infirmity. And what infirmity is, the same as weakness. That the power of Christ may rest upon us. If you want to see the power of Christ, go to your weakest part. Yes. And begin to glorify God. You are the Lord. That is your name. You never share your glory. And begin to praise him in your weakest part. And then his power will begin to come forth. Somebody say grace. Amen. So we must believe that we are one with him. We just said in that foundation of one with Jesus, because from now on, we're under the umbrella of one with Jesus, but we're going to pull out the benefits. And we're gonna eat on the benefits. Amen. We're not just going to nibble. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to establish them. Amen. Line by line, precept, some precept here, little, there, little. Glory to God. So when we go to the next blessing, the benefits, you're going to always already know the benefit that we talked on already. You're going to know it's mine. Amen. And it's going to be yours in power. Amen. But not your power, and the power of God. Yours in ability. Not our ability. I'm scared of my ability. I thank God it took away my ability. And now I can trust him. I can trust in him. Glory to God. Come on. So if we're talking about trust, let's go to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Amen.
Amen. Somebody repeat after me. Say, Lord, I'm going to trust you with all of my might. Lord, I'm no longer going to lean to my own understanding. Lord, I'm no longer going to try to do it my way. But in all of my ways, I acknowledge you. And there's a promise. And let it know you believe the promise. And Lord, I believe your promise that you will direct my path. And that you will mean it's God's will. It's God's will to direct our path. That's his will. If we surrender our will, what Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. And you know, there's only one will that he wants us to will. And that will is, I will trust you, Lord. My will is to trust you. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. And that's amen. It's what? It's where? By the Spirit and by the Word, we want our hearts and our minds to go. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's be real. Even in our badness, he's good. He never stops being good. He can't. Because of the virtue of his love. That's not based on condition. And you say that in English, okay? It has nothing to do with us. Amen. God covenant with us is, I love you and you can't stop me. Glory to God. Amen. He said, I love you and there is nothing you can do about it. Glory to God. And Paul said, what can separate us from the love of God? Amen. Neither height nor depth, nor principalities, nor power, nor things to come, nor nothing. Somebody say nothing. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. This is not performance. Once we enter into this covenant, we don't perform to keep it. And I'm going to say this. You know, come on. In some marriages, come on, we enter into the covenant. Now we have to perform. Come on, I've been married to, amen. She's in heaven, glory to God. 21 years, hallelujah, amen. We had to work, amen. I had to perform, amen. But no, we don't perform in this covenant, in this marriage covenant. Because none of us can perform well enough to earn a marriage relationship with the Godhead. None of us can. So guess what? The Godhead performed for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Performed for us and gave us the credit for the performance that we could never do earn on our own. That's the grace Paul was talking about. And then that when he gave us the credit for it, positioned us, I'm going to say position, that we could enter into that marriage covenant with him. Glory to God. And that marriage covenant is receiving the gift of salvation. And I told you that, we know there's some under the sound of our voices that has not entered in this salvation, eternal relationship, this covenant relationship with God, this marriage covenant, receiving Jesus Christ as the Lord and the Savior. The all-wise Holy Spirit knows, and he knows the time and the moment and the hour and the words to say. He knows how to saturate the atmosphere with his presence. He just all-knowing, and we just trust him. And this is the time and this is the hour where I have to stop, I have to drop, I have to begin to pray and just turn the microphone over to my dear minister and to the Lord. She's been anointed for this hour, anointed for this season, amen, to take us to the cross that we can receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Harold. We are now at a moment in time on this broadcast that we stop, drop, and pray. And this is why we gather together in ministry at Mission from the Heart, because we want everyone to have an opportunity to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. This is the importance of being a Christian, is that you know that you know that you know that you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and that you have come to him as humble as you know how, saying yes to Christ, and that you want to continue to grow and go in grace, that you would become God's earthen vessel, that you would become a workmanship that he has created and shaped and molded, that you would be used by him to further the gospel of Jesus Christ over many generations to come. So Minister Copeland mentioned in the broadcast, in the study today, that Christ is our bridge, our bridge. And think about the cross and how it's how it was created from top to bottom, from side to side, for our Lord and Savior's body to be placed on the cross. And if you can picture the cross being the bridge, with a sinful people on one side of the cross and a holy God on the other side of the cross, and there stands Christ in the middle as our bridge to go across from that sinful people that we are or were, depending on your faith, salvation, your acceptance, and cross, walk right across Jesus to get to the other side, if you will, which would be God, holy God. And he is our bridge. Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave. He paid the penalty for our sin and bridged the gap between God, holy God, and a sinful people. God has provided the only way to him, and that is through Jesus Christ. For we know Scripture tells us that he is the way, the truth, and the life. So each person must make a choice. And this day has been created right now for you to make a choice. Now, we can't assume that every listener to the broadcast is a born-again believer in Christ Jesus, enjoying the benefits of the Word of God through the airways, but we have to believe that there are those who may know the Word of God through head knowledge, as Brother Copeland had mentioned, know the Word of God through head knowledge, but unfortunately it has not dropped down into their heart. And that's where it counts. And when it drops down into our heart, then we can say, here I am, Lord, send me. So as we take this time and this day, we want to extol you. That means giving you an opportunity to say yes. Now, we hope and pray that you don't fake it till you make it, that you don't come to the Lord, at the feet of the Lord, half-hearted, double-minded, or I'll do it later. This is not what you are to decide in your choice. Today is the day. The hour is now. The time is drawing near. And so we encourage you, my brother, we encourage you, my sister, to say yes today. Now, of course, everything in this world will encourage you not to, that you've got enough time. You can make time later, but time is not on our hands. And God set aside some time today for you to say yes. So don't miss that. So as we go in prayer, I encourage my brothers and sisters who are listening to the broadcast today as well to partner with Minister Copeland and I in prayer so that we all will undergird you, that we will intercede for you. Now, I always say that those who are partnering with us, you may have somebody that the Lord has laid heavy on your heart. Pray for them as well. Continue to be a prayer warrior in their situation for their salvation, that they too may come to know Christ Jesus. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, to the feet of Jesus with an humbleness of heart, not half-hearted, with a love and joy in your heart, and with hands outstretched if you can. Maybe you're able to get on your knees. You may be able to just lay flat on your stomach in a reverential position to God, that you would drop down low if you can, bowed head maybe, to where you can give him all of your attention. So without any longer waiting, let's go in prayer right now, my brother, my sister. So now it's my words, your heart. Prepare your heart the best you know how. You may have to talk it out. But the one thing we want you to do on Mission from the Heart is not only just talk it out, work it out, that you bow down, that you come ready to the feet of Jesus on the inside, that what starts making manifestation on the inside, hallelujah, will show forth on the outside. So let's pray. Father, here I am. Lord God, I love you, and I come today to exalt you. Lord, I believe your word is true. Lord, I've seen little miracles happen in my family, in myself, with myself. Lord, I thank you for every blessing that you have allowed in my life. Lord, I know you've shown me things for a reason. And I just believe that it was to draw me closer and closer in to you. Lord, here I am, with outstretched hands, with humbleness of heart, the best I know how. Lord, I know I am messed up on the inside. My mind takes me places that I should not go in my thinking. Lord, my mouth says things that I know are harmful to people, hurting to people. Lord, and I know my actions are not what they should be to show love toward others. Thank you for this day, Lord, for showing me, leading me, and bringing me to the feet of Jesus, that I can make my petition known unto thee. Lord, you are my Savior. You are my Redeemer, are my Messiah. I believe by faith that you died on the cross for me. Your blood redeemed me. My sins led me to death eternal, but you on the cross, I believe, did what you didn't have to do for me. You saved me, Lord. Here I am, now available to you. I surrender my life to you. Thank you, Lord God, for your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the Word, that will carry me through and through. Thank you, Lord God, for the missionary work of my forefathers. Thank you, Lord God, for what you are going to do in and through me. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To God be the glory, my brother, my sister. You know who you are. Mark this day. Make note of it. Keep it etched in your heart that this was the day that the Lord has made for you to come into the ark of salvation, that you are no longer dead in your trespasses. You are now alive in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And we rejoice with you. We shout and sing with you. Minister Copeland and I, we are excited for what you have said yes to, for who you have said yes to, and that is Christ and Christ alone. This is a day of rejoicing, and I encourage you, we encourage you, Mission from the Heart encourages you to tell somebody what you have done. Let the world know. And you can also seek out a Bible teaching church within your community and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you on that. Don't ignore him going to the most popular church or maybe a church that seems to be. No, learn to listen to the Holy Spirit that lives within you now that you have accepted Jesus Christ. And if you just don't know, and it may not be time yet, continue to listen to Mission from the Heart so that you can be one with Christ Jesus in your Noah and learn to discern him, hear from him, be led by him. The Holy Spirit is what I'm talking about, who I'm talking about. And then when you do find that Bible teaching church, hallelujah, you would want to be baptized by a submersion of water. And Lord have mercy, when you get up, what a day it will be that others will praise and worship the Lord because of what you have done and who you say you are. You are in Christ, one with Christ. And then continue to seek out maybe a little discipleship class within that church that you can continue to grow in the Word of God and or a Sunday school class. Just do whatever it takes in order that growth will continue from within. This is a very important thing for the brothers and sisters in Christ, that we don't become stagnant, that we don't become complacent, that we be contented, yes, but not complacent, that we dry up, become stale, if you will. Growth continues when we water through the Word of God. That fruit will fall from the tree. And that fruit is, of course, what comes through you. So praise be to God. Hallelujah. You are now a brother and sister in Christ. And, of course, Brother Copeland will have some words and excitement, of course, to share with you. But we are just super excited about what you have done on this day. Again, mark the day, maybe in your Bible, whatever it takes for you to remember. But most of all, testify. Testify about the goodness of Jesus Christ within you, how he will bring you through, has brought you through, and will continue to do so. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Minister Copeland.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm super excited also. Glory to God. I'm rejoicing, rejoicing. Amen. I'm rejoicing because heaven is rejoicing. The angels are rejoicing. God is smiling. His heart is smiling. Glory to God. On his spiritual face, there's a smile. Amen. I'm smiling. Glory to God. and say, all I can say is just welcome. And the instructions that was given, amen, by Minister Smith are just so very important, but full of wisdom, amen. And as we cross over, we want to save you some steps, amen. Steps that may have hindered us and slowed us down on the journey. But since God has met us along the journey and began to give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, amen, not for us to just throw up on ourselves and walk out, you know, like it's prideful Christian. No, to share, amen, to share with those that come after us, along with us. And we just, that's why we say a Bible teaching church. Amen. You know, nothing wrong with denomination, because there are some Bible teaching denominations. But let's just make sure God is first and God, amen, is God focused through the scripture. And my personal testimony, you know, being selfish and self-righteous, learning a bunch of scriptures in my head so I can go around and tell folks how much scriptures I can quote. Amen. And didn't have nothing in my heart. I was tore up from the flow up, but my head was about to blow up with scripture. Amen. And we're trying to save you some steps. Amen. It's got to get in the heart. The word got to get in that heart. And that's where the supernatural, where we meet the supernatural and we begin this supernatural journey. So just stay faithful. I got two scriptures I didn't get to read, but we're going to read them now because we got a couple of minutes. Ephesians 3 and 20. First one.
Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Amen.
Amen. See, before we encountered the salvation, we thought we was able, but we weren't able. Amen. He, God, is the only one that is able, amen, to do what we was asking. But we need to understand something. We was asking too little. Because what we was asking for, now that he's in control, he's going to do above that. Because his plan is above what we was asking. And even that what we were thinking, he's going to do above that. Amen. And it's not by works of the flesh, but it's according to the power of the Holy Spirit that's in us. Amen. That's in you. Amen. And guess what? The minute the Holy Spirit came in you, he began to work. He began to work in you. And he's working through you. See, you didn't even know he was working. So he began to work in you and through you with no help from you. Amen. All he wants you to do is trust him. Glory to God. Because he knows the plan. But as you continue to trust him, he's going to reveal the plan step by step by step, by faith, by faith, by faith. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And that power, Acts 1 and 8, after the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you shall be endowed. That's an overflow. That's a fullness. With power from on high. That's God's power. But now God's power is on the inside of you. And the other scripture comes out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Amen.
Amen. This is a nugget. This is a nugget from two veterans that have been around and only made it on the other side by grace and mercy. Everything you need, God has already placed it on you, in you, the minute you got saved. And those that have been saved years and years and never seen that revelation, the moment you got saved, God placed everything. He blessed you. And notice he said, hust. So, you see, I was one of those Christians. Now, I'm a Christian. Now, I got to get God to bless me. Amen. Amen. I've been there. That's why I can talk. Now, I got to see, that's totally against this scripture. He said, who hast. See, the blessing didn't even take place the moment you got saved. The blessing took place 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary. Oh, yes. At the atonement, when we actually, Jesus made the way for us to come one with him. And today, my dear brothers and sisters, you came one with him, but when you came one with him, you also came one with the blessing that he appropriated in himself 2,000 years ago on the cross. Amen. And now those blessings are inside of you. Another nugget, do not be distracted about that that's outside of you. Amen. Do not. Amen. Jesus is in you. He's living his life in you. And that's where your focus should be, not on you as focusing on a selfish you, but focusing on the Jesus that's in you. Amen. Focus on him. Keep your eyes on him. Because guess what? He's the only one that never leave you or never forsake you. He's going to be with you through the ups and downs. Even time when you may want to go backwards, even time when you want to go, you know, give up. But he's going to be right there with you. And if you keep your eyes on him, he's going to bring you out all the time. Now, because he's a good God, he has nothing but blessings, 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 blessings. So I encourage you to go back to the last five or six lessons and come one with this Jesus on the inside of you, because now we finna go into the benefits, because we are one with Jesus. Now we got benefits, and we're just going to pull out the benefits and eat, 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 eat. May the grace of God go before you. May the peace of God rest and abide within your hearts forever. And may the love of God overflow out of every one of us. Others may come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. God bless you. I love you. Minister Smith.
Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Brother Harold, for such a joyful blessing in teaching God's word. I tell you, if you have not been able to just feel the joy and all of the energy that comes from or through Minister Copeland as you're listening to the broadcast, I tell you, you know, I guess you pray about that. We're just going to say, ask the Lord to help you receive what you receive through the word of God and the energy. Because, again, it is not always easy to minister the word of God, but it's worth it. It is truly worth it. So I thank God for our brothers and sisters out there on the mission fields trying to continue to further the gospel of Jesus Christ. I thank God for all of you who are listening, because we come hungry to the banquet table of God. That's just one of the reasons out of many for Mission from the Heart Radio. Come hungry to his banquet table to receive those benefits that come to us, that are already for us, as Minister Copeland says. But just to know that we know is a blessing. So I thank you, Minister Copeland, for the joy that you have in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, as we come to the end of this particular broadcast today, as you know how we say on Mission from the Heart, the grass wither and the flowers fadeth away. But always remember, my brothers and sisters, that the word of God tells us that it will be lasting, everlasting, forever and ever and ever. So you have a blessed day, rest of your day, as we will meet again on next week as we continue in this teaching series, One with Jesus.